talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
And it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Our House by Madness, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happened 3 weekends ago at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we're going to be wrapping up our coverage of the Charleston Fall Home Show today with four interviews from the home show. We'll be talking with First Class Painting and Restoration, Baker Roofing, HLG Growers, and also Insul Steel. In addition to that, we'll also be talking to Jamie Nelson with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, also Tracy Sullivan with Sullivan's Custom Cabinets, and finally Greg Hoffman, the new owner of Universal Marble and Granite. Well, I hope you made out all right with Hurricane Irma last week and weekend, and it's nice to get back to normal finally. And I hope the odds are in our favor that we won't be getting any big weather events anytime soon, because we've had three big weather events 3 years in a row, and so the odds hopefully are that Charleston will be free and clear from any kind of big weather events for hopefully many years to come. But if you were like me, I watched a lot of weather coverage on Monday as Hurricane Irma was hitting Charleston, and a couple things struck me. One of which was just the lack of good information that homeowners have about how to protect their homes. It's being talked about, some of this misinformation is coming from the meteorologists themselves. Like, I was watching the Weather Channel, and they were talking about someone who had put duct tape over their windows, and as if that is like a good thing. And duct tape over, a couple of an X in duct tape over your glass windows is not going to do anything. It's not it may give you a false sense of security, but it's not going to stop your neighbor's grill that goes flying through the air because of the high velocity winds that are happening. People were putting so much emphasis on sandbags, and the little do people know, and we learned this the hard way when we did our home shows over at the Citadel, sandbags leak. They are not waterproof. Even if you put a tarp down, they still leak. And so maybe if you've got a few hundred or even a thousand sandbags. Maybe it'll stop like a river, you know, it'll create a levee kind of thing, but they're not really going to help much around your house. Their water is still going to get in. It's still going to slip through, but there's so much misinformation. You know, I encourage you to contact, go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and search under shutters or hurricane protection and get a plan together in terms of getting some real hurricane protection for your home. Because some of the things I saw on TV were just, they were kind of laughable, but, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com if you want to get more information about how to protect your home. And we also have a hurricane section in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, which is out currently. Have a great weekend.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design magazine here at the lovely downtown Gilliard Center as part of our Charleston Fall Home Show. I'm here with the always so much fun Tommy Welsh from First Class Painting and Restoration. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good, thank you. How's this home show been for you?
It's been good, pretty steady, and the weather's committed, you know, a little bit of help with us today, so it's been better today. But all in all, it's been great.
Yeah. So I am in love with your work. I've gotten to see it because of working at the magazine, but tell me a little bit more about what your business does.
We are a one-stop shop painting and remodeling, and to make a long story short, we've been in Charleston now for about, goodness, 15 years now, so I cannot believe it's been 15 years. But to make a long story short, that's what we are, one-stop shop painting and remodeling. We service residential, commercial, some industrial, but our forte is working with Miss Martha and making Miss Martha's home the way that she wants it, so that's what we do.
I love it. I'm getting to see some of your pictures down here. You're not just a let's whitewash the world kind of a painting company, are you?
No, we definitely kind of specialize in the vibrant and the bold, which is great because that seems to be a trend that's going on a lot right now. You know, people are getting a lot of that pop of color, whether it's the magentas and the reds and the, it's kind of cool. Of course, the grays are always in. You know, I mean, everybody in the world paints gray, it seems like, but it's cool that we're able to get some vibrant blues. And you know, Charleston's fun, and it's always fun of a lot of different colors, especially around the Rainbow Row and that kind of stuff. And people are really incorporating that in all the suburbs of Charleston. So whether you're in Somerville or Daniel Island, everybody loves color now, which we're kind of colorful, so it works out really well for me.
That's awesome. I love it. So let's say, you know, my husband has his man cave upstairs, and he wants to do it. Can he do it in Chicago Bears blue and gold? Can he do it in his Marine Corps scarlet and yellow?
Sure. That's a great point. And nowadays with the vendors and the way of the technology that's changed with tinting, I mean, there's no color, you know, I mean, that you can't get nowadays, which is really cool, with Pantone colors as bright as, you know, my shirt to, you know, your standard typical whitewash, like you were saying earlier, you're able to do it, which is really, really, really fun and really, really neat.
Perfect. What advice do you give to someone who's trying to pick paint colors? They're like, I don't know, I kind of feel this, I kind of feel that. What do you tell them to help them pull the trigger on a color?
I think that you have to figure out with what substrate that is like your precedent of what you want to go for. And what I mean by that is it my couch? Is it my pillow? Is it this, you know, like you said, a team color? You got to figure out what you're going to start with. And then once you can physically start with something, then we can come in and say, hey, this will accent with that. This won't accent with that. This will go with this. This will not go with this. As opposed to you painting three different colors and being like, oh, my Lanta, I can't paint again. And that's where we're really, I guess, one up on the majority of the painting competition that we have, is because, as you know, we have a on-staff designer, which is a really cool asset to have. Melinda Welch, my one and only Wonder Woman of the world, is hands down the most talented individual I've ever met when it comes to that particular type of painting. She can pick out any color and make it work, which is really cool. Yeah. Really cool.
That is amazing. If someone wants to get in contact with you and have any of these beautiful colors put in their home or have a consultation, how can they reach you?
Very simple. You can go online at firstclasscharleston.com. That's 1ST, classcharleston.com, or you can always call our office, 843-324-6006. Speak with Melinda directly or myself. We're always answering the phone. You're not going to listen to a robot. Somebody's physically going to pick up the phone. It's kind of cool. And we'll come out there free of charge and see what you got.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today, and I hope the rest of your weekend goes well.
Thank you. Well, bye, guys.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the beautiful downtown Gilliard Center as part of our Charleston Fall Home Show. I'm here with Matt with Baker Roofing. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. So far, how's your first home show experience with us been?
It's been very good. It's been very good. We wanted to set up this partnership with the magazine, and been a lot of foot traffic, a great space. Been very happy with the response we've had with this one, and we definitely look forward to doing it in the future.
Great. Well, so you're new to the Charleston Home and Design team, but you're not new to Charleston, are you?
No. We've had this office here for 7 years, almost 8 years now. Baker has been around for 102 years. Headquartered in Raleigh, and we have a long, long history of commercial and residential roofing applications and products. And, you know, in 1915, when our owner opened the first shop, he hung a sign in the window that says, "We shall do good work at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work." And that sign still hangs in every office throughout the Southeast, and it's a motto and something that we feel very strongly about. So.
I was just telling you off camera that I've been stuck behind your trucks in traffic numerous times and seen that motto, and I'm very impressed by it. I like it a lot. Good. So I'm so glad y'all have joined our team.
So are we, and we look forward to continuing this partnership with Charleston Home and Design, and also being out in the community and seeing the trucks around and people getting to know our motto and getting to know Baker Roofing.
Perfect. See, obviously roofing, but tell me a little bit about your products. Do you have shingles? Tell me about everything you offer for us.
Absolutely. We do everything from shingles to copper, slate, standing seam metal, cedar shake, which is very popular in the Kiowa and Seabrook areas. So, and we can do everything from Somerville to downtown to the coast and everywhere in between. So, lots of products, lots of different opportunities for homeowners to compare and contrast if they want to look at cost differences between different materials and one versus the other. Also, with us being in a wind-prone region, with the potential storms and everything, there are some things that we can do to help mitigate those storms should they come through, you know, whether that be metal or some things we can do with the shingles to help fight against those winds if we get some long sustained winds,
hopefully we won't, but we have been known to have them in the past. If someone's doing a new construction, at what point in that process do they say, "All right, let's nail down what we're doing for our roof," and when should they contact you?
We can work with the builder, with the homeowner. We can also scope our scope of work off the plans, which should come kind of fairly early on in the process, because you want to have the home essentially dried in, meaning you've got your underlayment on, your ice and water shield, and then the roofing material, whether it should be metal or slate or shingles, before you want to start doing the interior. Sometimes if you skip that step, you risk damaging what's underneath.
Yeah, so that makes total sense. I don't want all my beautiful drywall and my gorgeous new bathroom to go under. So
I mean, essentially, it's after the framing, before you start looking at doing interior stuff, and windows and doors kind of come after us, just to make sure everything is dried in, and we're happy to work with the GCs and the homeowners, and throughout the entire process, we've done it several times. So,
yeah, what about someone like myself? I just bought a home, and it's about 15, 20-ish years old, and it needs a new roof. Where do I start? Do I go to Pinterest and say, "Ooh, I like that color," or like, do I come to you and you have a catalog? How does that work?
Essentially, we would come out and look at what you've got now. If you're 15 or 20 years old, you've probably got a standard 3-tab shingle, which is what was kind of the industry standard back then, and right now you've got things like your architectural shingle. Excuse me. We have three major manufacturers that we work with: Owens Corning, GAF, and CertainTeed, and we can essentially look at the different options for you, look at your color choices, also talk about what we put underneath the roof, the venting for the roof, the ridge vent system, because if the roof's not vented well, if you don't have the proper underlayments and stuff, you can have issues down the road, which is going to just shorten that life of your roof. And in our market in Charleston, I know you manufacturers say lifetime, but the lifetime is about 20 years. Just due to our weather conditions, the humidity, the heat, it's going to be different here than somewhere like, you know, Nebraska or Pennsylvania or somewhere where they have maybe more harsh winters than we have. But the summers can tend to be hot and humid. So.
Yeah, it's a little brutal. It's okay. You can say it.
It can be tough. It can be tough. Yeah. Yes.
Good deal. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. And if people want more information, how can they get in contact with you?
You can log into bakerroofing.com and just click on our Charleston office, and it'll give you all of our information there. And give us a call. We'll be happy to come out and, you know, see you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today and joining our CHD team.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. Awesome. All right.
Bye. I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at our Charleston Fall Home Show. I'm with Christian Teague from HLG Growers of Charleston, or South Carolina, rather. How are you doing this weekend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Can't complain. How's this home show weekend been for you?
It's been good. Pretty good weather, and we've had good reception, a lot of people. So,
as always, you have a beautiful booth. I love to come out and see what you've brought. Tell me a little bit about what's behind me.
Well, in the carpet of the Gilliard Center, we've transformed it into a water garden.
It's pretty impressive.
So I guess we could build these inside a house, but they're always outside services. But this is just a little courtyard fountain garden with a stacked stone in the center, just to give an appearance of water here. And then we have a video on top playing of an actual water feature that was done in the area.
That is absolutely amazing. Like you said, we're in the middle of the Gilliard Center and we have a water fountain that's actually functional. Yeah. So pretty cool. So let's say I want to do my backyard. Do I come to your showroom? Do you come to my house? How does that process work?
Well, you can always get in touch with us by several ways. Phone number 843-901-4862. Ask for Christian, best way, HLG Growers phone number there. And then you can reach us by email, hlggrowers@yahoo.com, as well as our website, hlggrowers.com. So we come out to a house and do consultations. Normally there's a fee attached with that, but at the show, if you register at a show, for instance, we waive the fee and come see people for prospective job, you know, sites and stuff like that, set budgets with them, get them plans, do all that kind of stuff.
Nice. So if you come out to my house, I might have in my head what I want to do. Do you sort of run with that, or do you help steer me in a direction, or how does that work?
Well, I start by listening to your thoughts and taking in that information, so a kitchen table visit. And then, of course, we would go outside and walk the area and look over kind of what you're wanting to do. And then some of the factors that always start us off, whether it's possible or not, are the big pictures like drainage, sunlight, shade, root intrusions from trees, depending on what kind of project you want. If it's a hardscape project like a patio, pavers and stuff like that, those certain things might interfere. If it's just landscaping or something like that, maybe none of that would interfere. We would just pick things that would cover those spaces more appropriately, shade plants for shade, swampy plants for swamps, or whatever.
That makes sense, makes sense. Yeah. Say, I can put a cactus in the middle of a swamp, so good deal.
Yeah, you're trying to figure that out using air services, so.
Good deal. So if I want my giant Mickey Mouse topiary, I might say, girl, I don't think you're going to want to put that there. It might not fit in quite right, so let's try this. Good deal. What are some of the trends you are seeing? Obviously, probably not topiaries, but what design trends are you seeing for outdoor living these days?
Everybody likes the whole concept of fire and water. So water features and fire with setting space. Outdoor rooms are all the rage. Butterfly attractors, low water requirement plants, you know, drainage issues are always a regular around here because everything's flat and there's not much downhill. So we get a lot of calls for the simple things like drainage and just drainage mitigation and figuring out how to make an area beautiful when it's maybe not conducive to beautiful.
Right. So can you help me like pick out plants that'll repel deer but attract the pretty butterflies and the hummingbirds?
Absolutely. Okay. Both of those in the same plant sometimes.
Oh, very nice. So
certain plants that are deer resistant are also butterfly attractors. Imagine that.
Hey, I love that. It's a good deal. Perfect. Well, you already said your phone number, but one more time, if people want to get in contact with you, how can they do that?
843-901-4862 and hlggrowers@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me this weekend. I know you've been very busy at the home show, so I'll let you get back to it, but thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine, reporting to you from our Charleston Fall Home Show down at the lovely Gilliard Center. I'm here with Steve Bostick of InstaSteel of South Carolina. How are you?
Doing great today. Real busy this afternoon.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. How's your home show experience been? I know you've done many home shows with this. How's this one been?
I think this was number 19. And good. It's really been good.
Good. I'm glad to hear 19. That's awesome.
No, it just seems like one yesterday.
Right? Good deal. Well, I've had the privilege of getting to go into some of the homes that you guys have built. And I got to see one under construction and I've seen some finished products. So tell me a little bit about the InstaSteel home and how it's different.
Sure. Well, first of all, we're a full service company in that we do the design, the engineering, and then we do the fabrication of our panel, our composite panel system. And then we do pretty much everything inside the home, the interior design, the whole bit.
Say they are absolutely a one-stop shop. Like it's so neat how you can, you know, oh, I want an Italian-looking home. I want a nice and coastal, and you guys can help with that, right?
Yeah, there's many a different types of homes based on what the customer wants to spend. A huge part of what we do on the front end is learn about their budget and how much money they want to invest. And then we, and what style they like and how many people there are in the home. And obviously someone that's a boomer, you're designing something different than someone that has 3-4 kids. So that's one of the advantages we have in that we're designing everything for each individual client.
Yes, absolutely. Perfect. I like you used the word invest a few minutes ago. It's absolutely a great investment in not only in a safe, beautiful home, but also in a healthy home. Talked about the air quality and how the InstaSteel home has many benefits for your health as well as, you know, aesthetical pleasing looks.
For sure. Yeah, we start out with, you know, building a structure that's virtually, we'd like to say hurricane proof, but it's actually, nothing is hurricane proof. But we've certainly built this house that's up here withstood a tornado, a direct hit. And so we build up to 200 mile an hour winds. So that's one of our big specialties is safety. And then you mentioned indoor air quality. You know, if you have young children or you have older adults or you have people that have respiratory problems, this system allows us to build it almost airtight. And then we exchange the air in the building outside and purify it so that we have a really great indoor air quality.
What I love too is, you know, aside from just the health benefits, you mentioned one homeowner had cats. You're not going to have that cat smell or have to worry about friends with cat allergies as much too, right?
I think the house you're in, they actually have 8 cats.
Okay.
So we designed the indoor air filtration system for that. And I was just in the home the other day and it was as clean as driven snow.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. I'm a huge pet lover, but it's tough for people who are not. So, I mean, you have a safe home from the hurricanes, you have the indoor air quality, you have the pet friendly, you have all the design features, and you have architects on site as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. We do everything from the initial consultation design all the way through the construction.
That is absolutely wonderful. Do all of this from one stop. Do you actually go out and help people pick out lots and all that stuff too? Do you go that far back in the process?
Actually, you'd be surprised how many people come to us and think, well, we want to build, but we don't have a lot. So that's in Charleston, that's particularly difficult in that the cost of lots is going up, the availability and, you know, is very difficult. So we have one person on staff who's very skilled, real estate person, and she does research, and she's been able to find lots for people in a relatively short period of time that we've known for 2 years. So knowing what you want to build and where you want to build it and then go in and do the research is a key part of helping our clients in the overall process.
That is so great to hear, and I'm sure all of your clients appreciate how the whole team of InstaSteel comes together and helps you build a home. Well, Steve, thank you so much for chatting with me today and for coming to your 19th home show.
Great.
And if people want more information about the InstaSteel product, how can they get in contact with you and find out more?
Well, the easy way is go to our website. It's InstaSteel, InstaSteel.com, and we're there. We have a nice website, and you can contact us through that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Jamie Nelson with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. Jamie, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Lanterns and Lighting.
Carolina Lanterns and Lighting is a full-service lighting firm. We specialize in whole house selections from rough end all the way to the decorative. And we also, of course, specialize in gas lanterns and electric lanterns, copper lanterns. So our staff is versed on both lanterns and interior and exterior lighting. And, you know, we have a showroom at 1362 Chuck Dolly Boulevard, and have a website, www.carolinalanterns.com. Would love to have, you know, anyone come visit.
Mm-hmm. And Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, you folks, when you folks started out originally, you were just selling lanterns, correct?
That's right. And that's right. So Jan started it literally out of the trunk of her car. And Jan Klaus, if any of you who don't know her, she started it out of the trunk of her car in 1999 and has evolved. You know, we've evolved into a full-service lighting showroom. And you know, that has grown over the, you know, the past 18 years of being in business. And now, you know, we carry pretty much every flagship lighting brand there is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Charleston, when you think of lanterns, you think of downtown Charleston and those beautiful gas lanterns that you see downtown. So there was kind of a niche that people were seeking in terms of wanting lanterns that had that Charleston-y kind of look when she started the company.
That's right. And you know, if you walk down most of those streets, most of the lanterns you're looking at that we did, a lot of them are custom designed, because that is one of the features we have, is we're able to take, you know, any concept of a lantern that you have and you know, go through the design process and then, you know, make it, you know, have it custom made and mm-hmm. and installed for you.
Mm-hmm. And Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, you folks have been part of several idea houses with national magazines like Southern Living Magazine and Coastal Living Magazine for several years. So those national magazines have sought that look that Carolina Lanterns provides, right?
They have it. You know, gas lanterns are growing in their you know, spread. And actually, we did the Coastal Living Idea Home in Newport, Rhode Island this year, which I'll get to in a second. But last year we did the Southern Living Idea Home in Birmingham and, you know, provided lanterns there. The Coastal Living Idea Home that we just did in Newport, Rhode Island, we did 9 custom fixtures on the home. The design of those lanterns, from the shape to the scale to the color and, you know, the finish, was all a custom design process that Jan actually went through with the architect and the designer of that particular home. And you know, she so it started in the design process and it culminated in the actual launch of the home a couple months ago. Jan actually went and, you know, went to the party, and you know, now it's open to the public. If anyone would love to go to Rhode Island and take a look at some custom lanterns.
Definitely. And that's you folks at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting must be very, very proud to, you know, be part of such a prestigious magazine like Coastal Living Magazine and for your product to be featured on their Idea House.
We are. It's an honor. And you know, we are hoping to continue that, you know, in the coming years with both magazines. It has gotten us a lot of national, you know, notoriety. We sell a lot of lanterns from a national perspective as well. So it gives us exposure on a side that you can only get by doing national mm-hmm. publications like that.
And everybody wants a little piece of Charleston, that's for sure. And at some point, Carolina Lanterns and Lighting decided, hey, we've got a lot of customers who are asking us about you know, lighting inside the house, and so you folks have got a beautiful showroom over in Mount Pleasant that showcases not just the lanterns, but also lots and lots of interior lighting that if someone is building a house, they can go to Carolina Lanterns and Lighting and get a full takeoff of for lighting fixtures throughout your house, right?
That's correct. And you know, we, from a lighting perspective, you know, we do a whole house. You know, if you wanted to just replace one of the lights in your powder room, we would love to see you. And if you wanted to make selections for your entire home from interior to exterior, you know, we'd love to see you there too. So we really and truly have our showroom is set up for a whole house selection. So if you when you get to the showroom, which we hope you all come, you'll notice that, you know, the showroom is grouped by category, and you know the pendants are typically together, and you know you can the bath bars and the sconces are all, you know, kind of grouped in various areas. But more importantly, the professionals that we have are there to guide you through the process and kind of, you know, knead out what it is that your, you know, style you have. And then, you know, once your style is established that you're trying to achieve, you know, walk you through how to make that, you know, cohesive throughout the house. Also, we have, you know, custom home builder reps that are there to help specify, you know, your cans and specify all the task lighting that you see in your house that actually provide the bulk of the light. You know, the decorative fixtures tend to get all the attention, but you know, there's the task lighting, like your recessed cans, you know, the technology is changing all the time, and that is really a very important aspect of the house as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the staff at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting are all certified by the ALA, I'm assuming.
Yes, they are. They are. Everyone that we have has their ALA certification, either an associate or a specialist, and we've got some that are, you know, moving on to even the specifier side.
And that's important because you don't want your electrician to determine where your lighting is going to go. You want a lighting specialist to make sure that there aren't any dark spots in your room, and that you know you've got adequate lighting throughout your whole house. And you mentioned bathroom lighting before. I was watching where there was a Netflix original series, and it was a drama. And lo and behold, they're doing a shot of their bathroom, and they had the same lighting fixtures that we have in our bathroom that we bought at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. And so that was kind of cool. I paused it and got my wife, and we're like, hey, look, those are our lights that are on national television. So that was pretty cool.
That is cool. And I'll tell you, to go back to the professional aspect of the placement of lighting, you know, our builder reps go on electrical walkthroughs, you know, as many as are required, and walk through with the electrician, the builder, architect, you know, homeowner, whoever wants to be a part of those electrical walkthroughs, and actually participates in that to make sure that the decorative fixtures are sized and placed properly, but that B, that, you know, the task lighting is put in areas where it needs to be put, and that all the lumen outputs are what they need to be, and we redline plans, and that's just part of the service. It's not like we charge an extra fee for that. That's part of doing a whole house selection with Carolina Lanterns as we participate in all those electrical walkthroughs.
That's great. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, why should someone shop at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting versus maybe one of the big box stores?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons. I'll go into a couple. I mean, number one, we're local. And, you know, we've been local, and, you know, but number two, a lot of the brands that we carry are a higher end brand, quite honestly, than you're going to find in a home center. Home centers tend to play a different role in lighting than what we try to play. Let me go back and change that. I'm sorry. Let me go back and change that hole. So why would they go to a home center? I'm going to go to the local side, and then I'm going to go to the professional. Okay. Sorry.
All right, I'll set you up again.
Yep, sorry.
Why should someone shop at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting versus maybe going to one of the big box stores?
That's a great question. You know, number one, I think there's us being a local store is important. But number two, the professional advice that you get, a lot of times, you know, our pricing is very similar to what you're going to find in a big box store. So the pricing is very similar, but the quality of the fixtures are going to be better. But more importantly, the advice that you get is going to be, you know, professional advice, and there's no question that our range of brands and our selection is unlimited compared to what you're going to find in a big box store.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Lanterns and Lighting?
Well, we'd love to see you at our showroom at 1362 Chuck Dolly Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, or we would also welcome a phone call at 843-881-4170. And then our website is a great place to actually go and do some shopping and kind of build your wish list. So when you come in, it's at www.carolinalanterns.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jamie Nelson with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Tracy Sullivan with Sullivan Custom Cabinets. How are you, Tracy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tracy, take a moment, tell everybody about Sullivan Custom Cabinets.
Well, we are a custom cabinet manufacturer in North Charleston, and we've been in business for 45 years. Nathan Sullivan established the business, and he still works there daily, and along with my husband, Kenneth, and myself that handle the operations. We make all custom components. Everything's built here in North Charleston.
Very good. Well, you kind of, Sullivan Custom Cabinets, I would say I would put you in the same category as, say, like a Melser Tile, for example,
who's
been around almost 50 years, and and Sullivan Custom Cabinet has been around 45 years, and we have so many people new to the area that are moving here, and they may not realize how long Sullivan Custom Cabinets has been in business as it relates to other cabinet companies. And what do you think the secret of your success at Sullivan Custom Cabinets has been?
Well, we manage every job specifically, so it's like it's our job, it's our house. So each client, we get to know them, we get to know their project, we follow it from the beginning to the end. If we have to use a subcontractor for something, we work directly with them, always on the site managing it. And I think that makes the difference. We've been able to withstand the recessions, different things like that, by taking on jobs that we wouldn't necessarily, but we still do a ton of renovation. We do new construction. Anything that you need a cabinet for, whether it be a kitchen or a bathroom, a built-in TV cabinet, some sort of display case, anything, then we can work with whatever is in your mind and make it a reality.
Good deal. Well, when you say custom, people instantly think expensive. And do custom cabinets have to be expensive?
They don't have to be. I would say we're very competitive with a good quality line of pre-manufactured cabinets. The nice thing with it is if you need a 70 and 7/8 cabinet, we build you a 70 and 7/8 cabinet. There's not where you have to order a 65-inch cabinet and then add fillers to make it work in your space. We build it specifically to your specifications, utilizing every component so that it's, you know, most useful and appeasing to the eye.
And you mentioned fillers. What are fillers as it relates to?
Space taker uppers. So if, you know, a cabinet that you would order out of a stock cabinet that somebody may have, they only come in certain sizes, and then whatever's left over, they just make this false panel, and that makes up the difference. We make a cabinet that utilizes the entire space. So I think it's a better value. We manufacture everything ourselves, so we try to keep costs low. We shop materials. We try to be as streamlined as possible. So with a good quality pre-manufactured cabinet, I think that the custom cabinet is surprisingly comparable.
Yeah, and when it comes to storage options, I don't think homeowners can have enough storage or enough closet space, right?
Right. If you have it, you will fill it.
Right, exactly. It's like a vacuum.
Yes.
And I remember when we were building our house, my wife kept saying, we need more storage. We need, and I kept thinking, gosh, you know, aren't we there yet? But in the long run, it's necessary, first of all, and it's just a nice nice thing to have that extra storage.
Right.
No one will ever say, oh, I have too much storage, right?
Right, right. Well, it's nice to have a tidy environment. It's nice to have things, you know, put away. It's nice to know where everything is. So the organization of it, of having that extra storage in every room. I mean, we do tons of towers and drawers and bathrooms, mud rooms. Mm-hmm. Mud rooms have become huge. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the, I'd say the room that most mothers appreciate the most,
right,
as far as a, you know, a collection of book bags and shoes and jackets. And it's a nice, tidy place to keep everything. So I think it's perfect.
I heard a term to describe that. They called it the drop zone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so Sullivan Custom Cabinets, if someone had like a laundry room or a small room where they wanted some to add some cabinetry to mm-hmm. create some nooks for their kids to put their book bags and so forth, that's something Sullivan Custom Cabinet could help them with?
Absolutely. We do it a lot. Anything from an overhead with hooks for book bags or jackets to bench seating to help the kids have a space to, you know, drop their rain boots or tennis shoes or cleats, mm-hmm. you know, lots of athletics. There's a lot of things that can be utilized, whether it's in an entryway or it's in a laundry room or, you know, a pantry, anything you have space, we can put something in there to make it more useful to you.
You can maximize your space by having your cabinets custom made, that's for sure, from Sullivan Custom Cabinets. Well, let's talk about trends for a second. What are you seeing homeowners choosing from Sullivan Custom Cabinets? Like, let's go with colors, for example.
Colors are still very neutral. We see 99% painted finishes. We don't see dark stains that much. I would say all whites or off-whites and a ton of gray.
Mm-hmm.
Every color of gray, from light gray to dark gray. If we do darker colors, usually it's maybe a dark gray or a dark navy, maybe some black. But those are, you know, and so maybe some creams.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's just those cooler neutrals.
Gotcha. So painted and whites and grays are most
definitely
popular. And is it just a standard item, those soft closed drawers and door hinges?
We do offer a full extension drawer where it's a standard, and you open the drawer and you can see all the contents. It's not where you have half the drawer still stuck in the cabinet. So those are full extension. Those are standard. And we also have the soft close as an option. We do them both regularly, so I would say I'd consider them standard.
If anybody is not familiar, once you close a cabinet door that has soft close hinges, you'll hate your cabinets
right
at home, because you just, especially if you've ever like gone on vacation or something and you're
mm-hmm.
used to a soft close cabinet and you go to close that cabinet door and it just slams and makes
right
that loud noise.
Yep.
And you think, gosh, they should get
right
some soft close hinges there. What about storage solutions in the kitchen? You know, I remember when adding that recycle bin
mm-hmm.
in the kitchen was a big thing.
Yeah, we still always do the concealed trash drawers. We can make those with multiple bays, so you could have trash and recyclables. Those are almost always included. We do a lot of rollouts instead of shelves, so there's no more digging inside the cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
All the shelving in our cabinets is adjustable, so it's easy when you have tall glasses or tall boxes, or that, you know, you can customize your storage.
What's the most custom item that someone's ever asked Sullivan Custom Cabinets to build?
Most custom item.
Like, give you an example. I remember one time I saw a kitchen that had an arm that had a heavy mixer on it.
We do have those.
That came out.
Yes.
And so you wouldn't have to go down on your hands and knees and
right
pull that out. And
yeah, it holds those big, heavy KitchenAid mixers, and they just pop right up countertop height. They're already plugged into the cabinet. We do those quite often.
Really?
I was thinking something more eccentric. Like, we just had a client not too long ago in their bathroom, and he wanted trash type rollouts, but they enclosed laundry baskets, and he was able to separate every single color of laundry
that he had.
And I mean, he was very particular, but it's something, you know, we could custom make everything. So if he thought it, then we built it, and
no
it was
kidding
fantastic.
Yeah,
so
pre-sort that laundry right there. That's interesting. Well, and I do want to talk about the founder of Sullivan Custom Cabinets, Nathan Sullivan. And what I always remembered during the last recession in 2008, I would run into you every now and then, you and your husband Kenneth, and I'd say, "How's business?" And you'd say, it's pretty good, you know, mm-hmm. could be better. But because of Nathan's relationship with so many builders that he built up over the years, the builders kept coming. There were fewer of them, and the work was less. But you folks stayed busy during the recession, right. Which is a huge compliment to right. Sullivan Custom Cabinet.
Yeah, we try to always have happy customers. So when it's time to refer colleagues, refer neighbors, refer family members, that's how we stay busy. Mm-hmm. The builders are great; they come and go. The steadfast in the community. They've always been real loyal to us, and we've been thankful for that. But having the relationships that we have with our customers is the key. And mm-hmm. Nathan has been a stronghold in that. He is 72, and he still works every day like nobody I know. And we're encouraging him to take some vacations now. and Kenneth and I are there. So he loves it. It's his passion, and it shows.
Do you ever bring customers back into the fabrication area?
We do, if they'd like to. They don some protective eyewear and earwear and shuffle around and see the big facility. It's 19,000 square feet, so it's you open the door. It looks small from the front, but it goes back very far. So you open the door and it's wow. I mean, most of the men are very impressed with right. all the machinery.
Sure, yeah.
So it's fun.
And the fact that you folks have been in business for 45 years, that I'm sure you've got most of those loans paid off and that you're able to kind of pass on those savings
right.
to your customers,
right.
too.
Yes. Try to keep everything streamlined. Nathan doesn't like to borrow anything from anyone. So if we can't pay for it for cash, then we don't get it. So
there you go.
It's a good old-fashioned system, and it's worked for us, so we'll stick with that.
Absolutely. Well, how can folks get more information about Sullivan Custom Cabinets?
Well, we are in North Charleston off of Dorchester at 526. Our address is 2519 Oscar Johnson Drive, and our phone number is 843-554-5880.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Tracy Sullivan with Sullivan Custom Cabinets. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. How are you, Greg?
I'm very good.
Good. Greg, take a moment and tell everybody about Universal Marble and Granite.
Universal Marble and Granite has been in North Charleston for the last 13 years. We're an importer of Brazilian granite and marble, as well as domestic sources of quartz and quartzite. We take that product and then we fabricate it, and we have our own installation crew that puts those products in.
Very good. And talk about the process of choosing countertops for maybe your kitchen or your bathroom. What do people come to Universal Marble and Granite, or do you go to them?
We have customers come in and we work with them. We have a great crew, sales staff on the front end. Maura helps, and we talk about what their kitchen counters are like, what needs they have, what looks they're looking for, if they want tile, if they're looking for a granite or quartz backsplash, etc. And then we work through that process together. We probably have 500 different samples of different products in our showroom, as well as we typically keep about 280 slabs of granite, marble, and quartz in stock at all times.
Very good. And at what point does Universal Marble and Granite like go take the measurements and everything like that?
So once we've decided on a project, we will go out and we'll do an initial quotation and look at the countertop and make any our crew will make any suggestions they have and things that might look good or better in that application for them, you know, and that might include a polished or a honed surface or a leathered finish on the granite. It also would include what type of edging and things we might want to put on it at that point in time. And we even get down into, you know, these are the varieties of sink options we could do for you. We can do undermounts, we can do overmounts, et cetera, et cetera. So we come in and we take a look at that that process. And then once we've agreed on a price, we come back and we do a template of exact template of that area. And then we're ready to come back and do the fabrication of the material.
Very good. And from start to finish, about how long does the process take?
We can come from initial consultation to going out and doing a template and fabricating the product to full installation within a two-week period.
Very good. Now, everybody's busy these days. Do you guys have a backlog of work that, you know, where it's going to take a while for you to get to people?
Well, we've been very fortunate. We have a good, loyal customer base. We're probably 70% residential, 30% commercial, and our builders do a great job with us, and they keep us very busy. We find time for everyone. We're all working long days right now, and we've started production on Saturdays also to be able to meet the increased demand.
Well, that's great. You know, it's You're kind of on trial every time a builder contracts with a company, and the fact that builders keep coming back to Universal Marble and Granite, that's a big compliment to you folks. You must be making them happy every single time.
Well, thank you, and we think so too. In fact, just this morning we got our 11th five-star Google rating, and that was from a local contractor just saying that, you know, we do the best job, and he's used everybody from the big production shops down to little guys, and he's never received the quality or the service that he has from Universal, and that he wouldn't use anybody else.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations on
that.
Thank you. You know, inevitably, no matter what kind of company you have, there are snafus that happen or problems that have to be addressed. What does Universal Marble and Granite, how do you folks handle a problem with a customer?
Well, I come from a sales and marketing and construction background, and the customer is always right, you know. So we try and we take a look at the problem and we figure it out together. We try and make sure that the product that leaves the shop is of the highest quality possible. We triple check it to make sure all the measurements are correct and that all the seams are correct, etc. So we don't have as many problems in the field as we have other people have.
That's good. What would you say sets Universal Marble and Granite apart from other fabricators?
Our service is number one. I would say that service is that. We're also very competitive, but we're really driving the technology in that. You know, we have a lot of customers come in, and every customer is concerned about having seams in a kitchen or on a bathroom counter or minimizing seams. So we've been spending the last month spending a lot of time and researching technology and practicing different techniques to really join pieces of granite and marble together in quartz and try and make them as invisible as possible. And we've seen some great successes in that area.
Yeah, because sometimes those seams are very obvious, but Universal Marble and Granite has some tricks up your sleeve to kind of make those seams look more invisible.
We do, and it's taken a lot of time and practice, but it's a little
That's great. Well, when it comes to the finish on your tile, or excuse me, on your countertops, you're going to be asking homeowners a lot of questions, like if you want that countertop to be highly polished, or what are some of the other choices that a homeowner could choose?
So we're selling a reasonable amount of leathered stone now. So it's a process after they've cut the stone in a quarry. They'll take it and they put a wavy type finish on it. And it's not that glossy finish that a lot of people are used to. It's a very unique. It makes the marble and the granite really stand out also. It's a very unique process. And we've been seeing quite a bit of interest in that.
And so that kind of adds a little bit of texture to the countertop?
It does, yeah.
Is it make it any harder to clean?
We seal that, you know, all of our products are sealed after we finish the installation. No, it doesn't, but you should
easily
just
wipe right off.
But you should clean and seal your product at least once a year.
Okay. Is it a difficult process to seal your countertops?
No, it's not. No, it's not. But we do that for you. You know, that's part of our service. So when we leave, we make sure everything's cleaned up and that everything's perfect, everything's caulked properly, and then we put the ceiling on.
Hmm. What about the edging? Because that's another question you're going to ask a homeowner: is what kind of an edge do you want, and what are you finding most homeowners choosing these days?
A lot of people are going with just a straight edge. You know, just a very straight edge, and but we're very popular with a quarter round edge, and we have a product that we're going to install on tomorrow. In fact, it's going to be a full bull nose and an island. So there's still a lot of customers using a bunch of different edges, but the majority of it is either a straight or a quarter edge or a quarter radius.
I've seen some countertops. A typical natural stone countertop is what, about an inch and an eighth or something?
Yes.
And I've seen some countertops that have they look much thicker, like it's two slabs on top of each other, or.
Yes. So we did a project last Friday for a local customer, and we took product, and you're able to epoxy that same size stone below it, and we made a little waterfall effect. It's a very different edge. It has three large radiuses in it, so you can literally double that, you know, inch and a quarter to a 3-inch stone if you like by doing that. And that's an area too where, you know, you really have to be careful about the seams and how you're doing that to make those as invisible as possible.
And what if someone wants, they really love the look of marble, they want that in their kitchen, but they're worried that because it's a softer material, they don't want it to get stained with a wine glass or something like that. What kinds of options would Universal Marble and Granite give them?
Marble is a more porous material. In certain applications, it may not be ideal. We're still doing a number of kitchens in a beautiful Calcutta marble. 2 days ago, we brought in a full bundle of 8 sheets of that gorgeous stone. And if it's sealed properly and in the right application, marble's fine. Marble's great for vanities and things in the bathroom and other areas like that. If you're going to use that in a rental property, I wouldn't suggest it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for a homeowner that may not have small children or something, it's probably not bad.
Is the quartz an option too, if they want that marble look?
Sure, quartz is an option, and they make some beautiful grained quartz at this time. You can do that. It's a little more expensive. You know, quartz prices are starting to come down a little bit. Quartz is a very dense product, so we don't even have to seal it. It's impervious to most stains.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Universal Marble and Granite?
Sure. We've recently, in the last week and a half, launched a new logo and a new website. Our website is universalmgranite.com. And our phone number is 834-767-7779.
All right, great. And how about your physical location?
We're at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate. We're about a quarter mile down the road from the Volkswagen dealership.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. And come out to see Universal Marble and Granite at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you.
Been listening to Talking About a Home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday